That's very pretty, Miss Deering. Very pretty, very even, very clear.
My voice, Mr. Van?
You're typing, my dear. You don't mind my looking over your shoulder while you work?
No, it's not your looking I mind, just your commenting.
Oh.
Besides, you ought to be very happy that I'm singing. When a secretary sings, she's happy in her work. Working for a private investigator is the nicest job a girl could have.
Working for a private investigator?
The private investigator. The best in the country.
Well, now that's much...
Are you Philo Vance? Are you?
Why, yes. Please come in.
Vance, listen. You're clever. You're brilliant. Help me. Please help me.
Well, I promise I'll try. What is it?
I'm Mrs. Grace Rawls, and last night I had a dream. I dreamt that a man came to me and gave me $500.
Well, that's hardly anything to get so excited about, Mrs. Rawls.
You don't understand. This morning, I met the same man I saw in my dream, and he gave me the money. Well, here it is. Look at it. $500. He handed it to me on the street, and he disappeared.
Philo Vance's office.
Hello, this is Mrs. Rawls. I was in to see Mr. Vance yesterday. Please connect me with him.
I'm sorry, he isn't in.
Well, find him then. Please find him at once. Tell him that last night I dreamed that same man came to me and gave me a new car. This morning when I woke up, the same car I dreamt about was in front of my door. Tell Vance he's got to explain this before I go mad.
My dear Mrs. Rawls, you came to tell me about the third dream you had, the one you dreamt last night. Now, why don't you tell me?
I don't know. I don't know if I dare. Those other two dreams I had coming true when I woke up, I'm afraid.
If I'm going to help you, I'm going to have to know about this latest dream.
All right. Only I'm scared, Vance. I'm afraid. You see, last night, the same man who came to me in the first two dreams came again. This time, he told me I was going to meet a man named Sam Davis. And when I met him, I was going to kill him.